bereavement and stem cell transplant. Approximate recording time, 30 minutes. You can skip through the tracks in this recording to find the beginning of each new section. Losing someone close to you after their stem cell transplant can be devastating. Here, we'll answer some common questions you might have and explain ways you might find support. We use the term loved one in this information. This might not feel like the right term for the person who has died. You might have lost a partner, child, parent, extended family member, friend or colleague. Grief is individual, and we're here to support you, whoever you have lost.
The best bit of advice I received after Ben died was to feel everything. Let the tears fall when you need to and know that you are not alone. There is always someone there you can talk to. You are here, and as hard as it might be some days, keep putting one foot in front of the other.
Ginny, whose son Ben died after a stem cell transplant. Losing a loved one after a stem cell transplant. When you lose someone you love after a stem cell transplant, it might be a shock. It might have happened quickly, or it might have been expected. Each death and experience of bereavement is very personal. You might have lots of questions after the death of your loved one. This is normal, but can feel overwhelming, and we'll do our best to support you. Each section of this information answers some common questions about grief, bereavement, and losing someone close to you. At the end, we'll share the names of some organisations where you might want to seek further information and support. Why might someone die after a stem cell transplant? A stem cell transplant can offer hope of a cure for many illnesses, like blood cancers and blood disorders. It can be a long and tough treatment, but can come with positivity, like finding a stem cell donor. So it can feel shattering when a loved one dies, whether the transplant worked or not. Here are some common reasons why someone might die after having a stem cell transplant. Graft failure. This is when the stem cell transplant hasn't worked and the new immune system hasn't formed properly. It might have been because your loved one's immune cells attacked the donor's cells as they saw them as different. Or it might have meant that the donor's cells didn't engraft properly to form your loved one's new immune system. If there are signs of graft failure after a stem cell transplant, treatments like donor lymphocyte infusion, or DLI, are available, but they don't always work. Relapse. Your loved one's condition might have returned, even if the stem cell transplant worked. This is known as relapse. Relapse is more likely in the first 2 years after transplant, but is possible even after 5 years. Graft versus host disease. Graft versus host disease, often called GVHD, is when the donor's cells are seen as different by the body and are attacked. GVHD is a common side effect if you had an unrelated donor, but sometimes it can be fatal. For more information, visit anthonynolan.org/GVHD. Infection. Your immune system is vulnerable to infection after a stem cell transplant. If your loved one picked up an infection, it would have been much harder for their immune system to fight it. People who have had a stem cell transplant can get sick in a cycle of infections and hospital admissions. This can prevent their immune system from fully recovering. There is only so much you can do to not pick up an infection. It can happen even if you're following all the correct advice. To die from post-transplant complications is often complex. It's not always due to just one side effect or infection. Everyone's experience is different.
Grief is different from depression. It can be difficult for people to understand that. I am not depressed, I am grieving, and I want to talk about it.
Donna, whose daughter, Emily, died after a stem cell transplant. Was having a stem cell transplant the right decision? Stem cell transplant is never considered by a medical team unless it is the best option for long-term remission. They would have discussed lots of options and factors as part of a multidisciplinary team, which you might hear called an MDT. For some people, having a stem cell transplant is the only option for a cure. It might have felt easy to make the decision and take the risks, especially if the transplant had to happen quickly. But that doesn't make their death any easier. For other people, having a stem cell transplant is a choice. You can only make the best decision with the information you have at the time. We will never be able to predict what the outcome of a stem cell transplant will be. It is okay to have felt positive and hopeful. What about the stem cell donor? Being a stem cell donor is an incredible thing. You're giving someone another chance to live and bringing hope to families. It can feel devastating to know the person you donated to died. You might be feeling lots of complex feelings. Please try to remember that it is not your fault they died. You did something fantastic. Death after transplant can be complex. You were part of their hope, not their death. Be kind to yourself, as you might be experiencing grief too, and that's okay. If you donated your stem cells to your sibling, or parent, or child, the feelings you might experience if they die can be overwhelming. There are extra, deeper levels of responsibility, awareness, and attachment. As a related donor, you're in a unique situation, but it is not your fault that they died. It is understandable if you feel guilty or responsible, but this simply isn't the case. You would have been the best stem cell donor for your loved one, and you would have brought hope. Your experience of grief may be different to those around you. Try not to let that put you off sharing how you're feeling and seeking support. You're allowed to feel however you're feeling, and to put yourself first. Find a trusted family member or friend or trained professional to support you. If you are an unrelated donor, it can be hard to find out the recipient of your stem cells has died. You might not have known them well or at all, but you were an important part of their treatment journey. You gave hope to them and their family. Your feelings are valid. You're allowed to feel sad even if you didn't know them. You're also allowed to not feel much at all. It's a unique experience. Give yourself time to process any feelings you're having. Speak to trusted family, friends, or a trained professional. You did an incredible thing by donating your stem cells. Never doubt that. If you would like to contact your loved one's donor to let them know they've died, this might be an option for you. There is no expectation for you to do this. It is completely up to you. Anthony Nolan's donor follow-up team can help you with making this decision and putting you in touch. To help you decide if this feels right for you, you might want to consider the following advice. Give yourself time before deciding to make contact. Emotions are high and feelings can change, so it's good to be sure this is definitely what you'd like to do. Your contact might be the first time the donor learns of the death, so it could be a shock to them. They too might feel a sadness and a loss. Some donors choose not to know what happens after they have made the donation, and this is their choice. There is no guarantee they will accept your contact or respond. Once contact has been made, the donor might hope to stay in touch. Think about your expectations and what your boundaries are. For some international donors, there might be some restrictions on contact. Our team will be able to advise on this. You can ask questions or make plans to speak to our donor follow-up team by emailing donor@anthonynolan.org. We spoke to some bereaved families who want to share their tips and experiences.
Don't make any big decisions in the first year.
Day-to-day grief is hard and old routines can be painful. If you attempt to make new routines, forgive yourself if you do not initially succeed.
Try to have a focus, something like exercise. Setting yourself a goal, like doing a walk or a run, will give you motivation.
Remember that your needs will change over time.
If you need to talk to someone, you can contact our patient services team. From Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. You can call us on 0303 303 0303 or email patientinfo@anthonynolan.org. Coping with grief. Grief is a very personal experience. There is no right or wrong way to grieve, and how you feel will change over time. Grief might feel overwhelming and intense at times, and calm at others. This section will explain some common feelings and experiences related to grief. You might feel some of these all at once, at different times, or none at all. However you're feeling, be kind to yourself and take any support you need. Feelings of sadness. Having a stem cell transplant can bring hope, and it can be devastating when that hope is lost. The experience from diagnosis to transplant to now can leave you feeling drained and exhausted. Sadness can feel overwhelming, and it might seem hard to get through each day. Over time, you'll hopefully be able to manage the sad days.
Life had been dominated by his treatment and months of being his carer, 24 hours a day, and now there was a void in my life. The days and nights seemed incredibly long.
Helen, whose husband died after a stem cell transplant. Feelings of anger. You might feel angry or frustrated if you don't understand why your loved one died. Recovery might have been going well, or they might have died suddenly. You might have lots of questions. It can also be normal to want to find something or someone to blame. It is your brain's way of trying to make sense of the death. These feelings can be uncomfortable, but they are normal. The immediate period after the death can be stressful. It's very important to share the feelings you're having in a safe way with trusted people.
I realise that my rage, which wells up unexpectedly and engulfs me, is a reaction to the unfairness of what has happened. I try not to express it. Sometimes it slips out, and then I forgive myself because I think people understand.
Anne, whose daughter Zoe died after a stem cell transplant. Feelings of guilt. People often tell us they feel guilty after their loved one has died. We try our best to keep our loved ones safe and healthy, so we might worry we did something wrong. If we want to find something or someone to blame, sometimes it's easier to blame ourselves. There are lots of people involved in the care of someone having a stem cell transplant. Lots of decisions are made together with the best information and expertise available. No one knows what will happen, and no one is to blame. You might also feel guilty if you are the stem cell donor, especially if you're a sibling or parent donor. But remember, their death is not your fault, and your donation brought them hope. Feelings of relief. Watching someone you love in distress is tough. Recovery after a stem cell transplant can be long and hard, so it's normal to feel relief they're no longer in pain. It is nothing to feel bad or guilty about. The pressure on patients, families, and relationships is hard, and quality of life for everyone involved can be affected. It's okay to have a sense of relief that it is now over.
I initially felt an overwhelming sense of relief that he no longer had to suffer the transplant complications, and that myself and family and friends didn't have to go through the upset and anguish watching him suffering.
Helen, whose husband died after a stem cell transplant. Feeling lost. Feeling lost and unsure what to do next after a bereavement is normal. This is especially common after a funeral when people go back to their normal lives. You can be left with a new normal and lots of big feelings. It's important to give yourself time to grieve, adjust, and work out your next steps. Feeling physically affected. Grief can affect you physically as well as emotionally. You might feel exhausted, unmotivated, nauseous, or unwell. You might struggle to eat or sleep properly, as well as being more likely to catch an infection if you're feeling run down. As hard as it might seem, you now need to focus on keeping yourself well. Just managing a normal routine of getting up every day, eating well, and a bit of physical activity can really help.
Don't be hard on yourself. Getting out of bed every day is an achievement.
Donna, whose daughter, Emily, died after a stem cell transplant. Getting support after bereavement. It's important to share how you're feeling after losing your loved one. Bereavement is a shared experience. It can help you to connect with others as well as process what has happened. In this section, we'll explain some of the support options available. Seeking counselling. Bereavement counselling is a type of talking therapy. You might find it offered through your GP, local hospice, charities, or private practices. Your loved one's medical team might also be able to refer you. It can help to talk to someone who does not know you, but understands the process of grief. You might feel you can speak more freely and honestly. Finding support groups. Speaking to people who have been through similar situations can be so helpful. Because you have a shared experience, you might not need to give as much context. Your loved one's medical team or local hospice might be able to suggest some local or online support groups. You can also join our Patients and Families Forum by visiting antonynolan.org/forum. Speaking to the medical team. It might feel like all contact with your loved one's medical team stops after they die. This can feel really tough, especially if you have questions or you built a relationship with them. You might have known them for years. If you do have questions or would like some support, do get in touch with the medical team. Perhaps you can write down any questions or thoughts you have beforehand. Hopefully they can give you some answers and support. Getting practical support. It can be a stressful time after someone dies. There can be lots to sort out, and you might feel mentally and physically exhausted. Remember to ask for help. For example, you could ask family and friends to help with funeral arrangements and cancel any bills or subscriptions. They could also help tidy and clean your home, cook you some meals, or take you out somewhere for a distraction. Family and friends often want to help during a time like this, but don't know how to. This could be a good way for them to give you some support. Another useful tool is called Tell Us Once. The UK government service lets you report a death to most government organisations all at one time. For more information, visit gov.uk/tell-us-once. Getting financial support. You can get government help with funeral expenses if you need it. If you have lost a child, you might be able to access the Children's Funeral Fund. You might also be entitled to benefits, such as a bereavement support payment.
The thought of going to a family birthday or friend's party is exhausting, but we're always pleased to be invited and make ourselves go. A tragic thing happened to us, but we are not tragic people.
Anne, whose daughter Zoe died after a stem cell transplant. Supporting children through grief and bereavement. Children grieve in different ways, just like adults. There is no right or wrong way to go through this process. Grief will be affected by the child's age, their understanding of what has happened, and why. It's tough to support a child through bereavement when you're also grieving. Be kind and patient with yourself. It's important children see that you are grieving too. Don't be afraid to show them you are upset, but do explain why, so they know your distress wasn't caused by them. Understanding that it is okay to show emotion will encourage them to do the same. During recovery after transplant, children may have spent long periods away from the person they loved, and home life might have changed. Grandparents might have been more involved, for example, or they could have spent more time with extended family or close friends. This can mean relationships within the family or with friends can change, and children may need time to adapt. They also might have seen physical changes, such as weight loss or skin GVHD, which may have been hard for a child to process and understand. You might feel worried that there's so much for them to process. Talking about these things can make sure difficult feelings aren't bottled up. Like adults, a child's reaction to death can include sadness, anger, and feeling lost, but they might not know the words to express how they feel. It might be helpful for you and your children to read books together which explore grief, such as Sad Book by Michael Rosen or The Heart and the Bottle by Oliver Jeffers. Your hospital GP and local hospice are good places to ask for help. Schools might also offer extra support at this time. It's helpful for them to know what has happened so they can help children who need it and take account of the death if academic tests are coming up. Schools may also have staff who can give your child time to express their grief using talking, drawing, or play. Life after bereavement. You might have felt like your life was on pause during a loved one's treatment. Now you'll be creating a new normal. This can feel odd and hard. You might be grieving the life you once had, as well as grieving your loved one. Or you might be craving some normality again, or a huge change. Try not to make any big decisions immediately after your loved one has died. Give yourself time to grieve, adjust, and figure out your next steps. It can be hard to know how to live your life again after losing your loved one. Here are some tips and ideas to look after yourself and start building a new normal. Try to build some gentle new habits and routines, including exercise. Plan times to socialize with friends. If you've had some time away from work, consider going back with a phased return, if possible. Volunteer locally or with organizations that have a connection to your loved one. Reconnect with old hobbies or find new ones. If you're able to, go on a nice holiday and have some time away from home. Give yourself some small goals or challenges to give you a focus. Allow yourself to have some fun and laughter. Your relationships with others. After starting to build your new normal, you might also find relationships with family and friends have changed. Your loved one's treatment, journey, and death might have affected dynamics, which is quite common. It's important to acknowledge this and give everyone the time and space they need to grieve and process. Look after yourself and each other as you adapt to your lives after bereavement. You might like to go to support groups or counselling together if you think that would be helpful. Your work and education. You might have had some time away from work or education throughout your loved one's treatment and after their death. It might feel overwhelming thinking about returning, or you might be keen to get back to some normality. Be honest with yourself and your colleagues or teachers before you go back. Maybe you can have a phased return, where you just go in a couple of days a week, or just in the mornings. It's normal to feel anxious about going back. Make sure you communicate how you're feeling with colleagues or teachers. They can let others know how you're doing and let them know your boundaries. Maybe you want people to know you'd like to talk about what happened or not at all. It's up to you and you're allowed to set the pace. Coping with anniversaries and important dates. Birthdays, holidays, and the anniversary of your loved one's death can be tough, especially in the first year. You might not know how you will feel or how you want to spend these days, and that's okay. Everyone is different. You might want to spend an anniversary differently to other family members or friends, and that's okay too. Be sure to communicate how you're feeling and listen to the needs of others. Some might want to celebrate your loved one's life together, and others might want to spend some time away. Be kind to yourself and each other. Tribute funds are a way of remembering and celebrating your loved one's life. You might want to commemorate them and create a legacy. An Anthony Nolan tribute offers an online space where you can share memories, upload photos, and raise money to leave an incredible legacy. You can find more information about this on our website.
A friend suggested we do a charity walk. It felt like the last thing I wanted to do, but training helped me focus and get out of bed every day. It saved me from depression, and I felt a sense of achievement when I crossed the line.
Meeting other people who had been bereaved but were now doing well can give you hope.
Bereavement can change you and members of your family. Give yourself time to get to know each other again.
The need for counselling can be intermittent. Don't dismiss it as something that you can only have early on.
Even though I have met someone else, I still grieve for my husband.
Where can I find further support? In your own time, you might want to use the internet to look up any of the following organisations whose services you might find useful. The Bereavement Advice Centre offers information and support around how to deal with practical issues following someone's death. The British Association of Counselling and Psychotherapy offers information about counselling and registered therapists across the UK. Child Bereavement UK supports families when a child or young person is grieving or a child or young person has died. CRWS Bereavement Support offers local services and a helpline for those dealing with grief and bereavement. Macmillan Cancer Support offers practical, financial and emotional support for people with cancer, their family and friends. Samaritans offers a free, confidential helpline where you can talk about anything at all, 24 hours a day. Widowed and Young offers peer-to-peer support for anyone who was aged 50 or under when their partner died. Winston's Wish offers tailored support for children and young people experiencing grief and bereavement. End of recording.